I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Israel says it's involved in an all-out war against the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas and its leadership. People in the Gaza Strip today are not likely to disagree. Israeli aircraft attacked the Hamas-controlled territory for the third straight day. Palestinian medical officials say that at least 345 Palestinians have been killed since Saturday. Another 1,500 have been injured. Later in the program, we'll hear from Israeli and Hamas leaders. But first, we go to Gaza and the New York Times correspondent Tagrid El-Khoudary. Tagrid, can you tell us what part of Gaza you're in and what the feeling is there right now?
I'm in Gaza City, and it's horror, it's fear, it's a feeling of unpredicting what's coming in the coming hour or in at night. Like, we've had sleepless nights, you know, and this will be the third night, and it's so scary. You cannot focus because of the drones, the Apache, the F-16, Israeli hit continuously many security compounds that are embedded in the most densely populated areas in Gaza City, in refugee camps, in the north, in the south. The thing is that Hamas has been in control for now a year and a half. So they've been spread all over the entire Gaza Strip, mainly Gaza City. And you never know who is wanted.
Well, Tagrid, I'm wondering, is there any outrage against Hamas there where you are? I mean, Hamas fighters are making civilians targets, it sounds like, but you say mixing in and things like that. Have you seen any outrage against Hamas?
Surprisingly, not at all. Inside the hospital, I interviewed many people who injured, with those who lost loved ones, but nobody criticized Hamas. After all, this is the logic here in the minds of the Palestinians. This is a place that is occupied by Israel. Okay, Israel withdrew, but they are still in complete control. Gaza is jail. You cannot leave Gaza as a reporter or as a human rights activist. As long as you are Palestinian, you cannot leave this jail.
How are the average Gazans coping? What are you seeing? Are they in hiding in their homes? Is there any place to hide?
For ordinary Gazans, it's absurd when Israel, for example, will say evacuate. Where to evacuate? In the street? In this cold? There are no shelters. Also, what people are doing, so far there is bread, the bakeries are still functioning, and also the groceries. But everything else is completely shut down. No stores, no shops, no cafes, no restaurants, nothing is functioning. Everybody is remaining inside their homes with their families, and, you know, they get a few hours of electricity, but it's people are living in darkness, and I think, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere, and I cannot predict what's coming, but I think I predict the worst to come for the Gazans.
Does Hamas seem to have been weakened at all by these attacks from Israel or merely provoked?
Hamas power is not a military power. Hamas has been always counting on the popular support. With more civilians being killed and more fear and more trauma, Hamas is gaining more support. And this is what they always count on.
Would you go so far as to say that Hamas may have provoked this response from Israel to strengthen its own position?
Yeah. Hamas has expected such Israeli military escalation. 2 days ago, I met one of the senior Hamas leaders, that is Mahmoud al-Zahar. He is the senior leader here. And I said, what are you expecting? And he said, we are expecting the worst. We are expecting a very big Israeli operation. And I said, why you wait for this? Why don't you give up something? And he said, give up what? You want us to accept the truth for the sake of the truth and not for opening the crossings? We will lose our popular support if we go into that direction.
What you're describing sounds like a strategy that I'm wondering if, in hindsight, Hamas and Gazans feel may have backfired. I mean, the number of casualties seems like a pretty steep price to pay.
One thing that the world, I think, must remember, and from talking to people here, the logic here is the people here are under Israeli military occupation. It's not the first time that Palestinians are losing many lives. But it's very shocking when they say, as long as we are under occupation, resistance is the only option. Israel has not made them believe in such an option. And that's why when you talk to people who are very frustrated, when you talk to people who are in pain, in horror, traumatized, living in jail, they have nothing to lose. And that's the sad part.
Tagreed El-Khodri is a correspondent for The New York Times in Gaza. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.